flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
But today, we'll feel a little bit more celebratory.
It's appropriate.
We're going to let our hair down, Linnell.
Let's do it.
We're going to unbutton our shirts, maybe even let a little loophole out in the belt.
Who cares?
Kick back and have a little fun. We got a hell of a rundown, by the way. Caught up with a few guys in the locker room. We got some players calling in as part of the celebration as well. Brandon Coleman at 3 o'clock, left tackle. Noah Igbinoghene, the corner, at 3:30. We're blitzing at 4 o'clock. We got Jamison Crowder. I think this is his third iteration as a Commander.
I'm about to say.
He's on the show at 4:30 today. Our weekly appointment with Jay Gruden to break down Jaden Daniels in the offense at 5. And normally we talk to Austin Ekeler at 6 on Tuesdays. We can't do that because we don't have a show tomorrow on New Year's Eve. There's going to be a college football playoff game taking place.
Love that.
Matinee style on this station. So Austin Ekeler joins us today. So we'll get an answer from him. He's eligible to play against the Cowboys for the first time.
Let's see if he's back. Hope he's back.
Is he coming back? Is he going to help? Are the playoffs a possibility? Make sure you're listening at 6 o'clock. So there you go. Brandon Coleman, Noah Igbinoghene, Jamison Crowder, Austin Ekeler. It's like a team meeting. Yeah. On the Grant and Danny radio program. But Linnell, they did it. They are headed to the playoffs. They beat the Falcons. They've won 4 in a row. They're 11-5, for God's sake. They're 8-3 in the NFC. They're 7-2 at home. They're 4-0 in December. They did it.
I'm about to say, strike up the band. None of this sounds real. Can I be real with you and give you like my honest thoughts? And we were talking about it before the show started. Even in my wildest of dreams, and I'm talking good REM sleep, you had a good meal before, I would have never thought that this was possible. And I know I did the bit, 9-10 wins beginning of the season. I'm a fan first. I say it all the time. But to watch this group week in and week out, and I'm going to sound like cliche here, brick by brick, just I feel like they're improving is the amazing thing about it. And it all starts with the quarterback. Having a true one-of-one guy under center is a great feeling. Chiefs fans across the country, I know what you live on a day-to-day basis. Bills fans, I know what you now live on a day-to-day basis. Once again, Grant, with all the marbles on the line, Jaden Daniels proves he's that guy.
So that's a great point, actually, because we do, I think, right now, feel like we've got the thing that the Chiefs and the Bills and the Ravens have had. Now, where I'm not going to go yet is, like, there's no need to. There's no reason to. I don't need to work in Sharpie. I don't need to build with cement, right? Next year will be next year. They're going to have a lot of things to figure out this offseason.
Schedule gets tougher.
Schedule's going to get a lot tougher. There'll be adjustments made to a unique offense that nobody had seen, which is going to present its own challenges, not only for Daniels, but they're going to be more talented around him. You got an offseason with a ton of money. You got draft picks. So if they have another prolific offseason, if Adam Peters hits more home runs and doubles and triples like he did this past hiatus, they'll be in a really good spot. But today, to me, is not even to worry about that. In this moment, right now, they've got the answer key at quarterback. And you do have that understanding of like, oh, so the Ravens have done this for 10 years almost, right?
Like my entire life, it feels like.
This is what the Chiefs' existence has been like every single day since Patrick Mahomes took over as starter. But yeah, the final drive last night was a thing of not just beauty, but to me, it was a thing of like a level of football that isn't the NFL. I said this yesterday when I was driving home talking to somebody. I said, that final drive felt like Jaden Daniels walked out onto the field. He got in the huddle and he goes, see that end zone down there? I'm walking that way right now.
Yeah.
6 and 7 yards at a time. I'll just be running on every play.
Methodical.
You guys can come with me or not. But when this drive ends, I'll be dancing down there and everyone's going to be cheering. It was like a high school football, best player on the field, hero ball, 6 runs for 42 yards. He also went 5 of 5 passing.
No big deal.
Screen to Robinson, a little check down to Rodriguez who made the hurdle. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was mostly stuff around the line of scrimmage, but it was well designed like the whole day was. Cliff Kingsbury had a hell of a game, I thought. Great plan.
Bank.
He did a really, really good job. Has all season long, deserves a lot of credit. But that was Jaden Daniels just saying,
looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our defense will not have to do anything else. We win the toss, we win the game.
So let me ask you this, because I, in real time watching it, we're doing the in-game show, we're at Tom's Watch Bar last night, it's just a madhouse in there. You kind of lose the moment at times with the atmosphere, like you forget you're doing a radio show and you're dialed in. When we won the toss, did you feel like, oh, it's over? Because it's gotten to the point with me now where he's done it so many times this year, in those gotta-have-it moments where I was, like, oddly confident in our ability. And, look, I was disappointed at the entire team's effort in the first half. I thought they just didn't come out the way that I expected them to in a gotta-have-it situation. But you fast-forward to the end of it, all the highs and lows that you get in an NFL regular season game. And when we won that toss, oh, I said, well, this is it. This is what dreams are made of.
I'm going to go back even further to the Eagles game last week.
Okay.
The moment DeVonta Smith dropped the football.
Yeah. Which crazy, by the way.
And they were about to kick a field goal to go up now to a point where Washington would need a touchdown to win. They're extending a minimal lead to now a field goal is not going to be able to win this thing for Washington. The second he dropped that ball, I said, they're going to go win the game. And think about what that means. Daniels had just thrown a bad interception. And in my mind was not, I got a young quarterback who's going to be rattled. Yeah. In my mind was, you're giving him another shot. You're giving this offense another chance. So that was last week. The first of two straight games where they came back from down 10 for the first time in franchise history. Oh, by the way, 13-point deficit, fourth quarter, no problem. They beat the Eagles. They got no credit for it because it was Kenny Pickett, even though Philly hung 40 with Pickett and another donk. Was not even as high as him on the depth chart yesterday.
Tanner McKee.
But I digress. So then you fast forward to last night, and the answer to the question you asked me is absolutely. When they won the coin toss, I did think they were going to win. I couldn't guarantee a touchdown. I did not feel confident they'd go the length of the field. I thought there was a good chance, but I knew they'd get points. Especially with the new rules, this is the league. You start at the 30. A lot of times they get a decent return. They're at the 34 anyway. You're one throw away from midfield. You're a scramble away from the 44-yard line. So I thought they're surely going to get a field goal. Can they make a play? Can Penix, who's been inaccurate off and on throughout the game, maybe give him a gift and pick a ball off? But I had all the confidence they were going to win. And part of that is, look at their home slate. My buddy and I were talking about this yesterday. My brother actually went to the game, and I've been getting all kinds of reports from him on the vibes. You guys were at the game. I'd love to hear from you as we went on today at 800-636-1067. Because I don't know what it was like on TV or how it translated, Linnell. Mm-hmm. It was amazing in-house. Being at that game, the crowd, the energy, the pizzazz, the electricity, it felt like a playoff game, and it felt like a legit stadium. Talking to Jamison Crowder in the locker room, he was in Buffalo when they made a playoff run at one point. He comped what he was feeling in the stadium last night to Orchard Park.
It's the ultimate compliment for you guys out there, man. Like, we have created and cultivated something that, like, is special and other people want to be a part of. And I said it before when we were doing the rundown earlier. When Quan Martin catches that pick, I rewatched it last night at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. You hear it erupt in there. And, like, I don't know if anything's, like, comparable to it, man. It was one of the loudest pops you'll ever hear at a Commander game.
Fifth play of the game.
Early.
And you're right. It was, like, you're not a wrestling guy, really.
I'm a big wrestling guy.
Are you?
I'm a Grant Paulson.
I didn't know that.
I'm a wrestling mark.
Okay,
good. I fall asleep to 2000s wrestling.
So like Royal Rumble 1999 when the glass hits and Stone Cold's coming out.
Oh my God!
Out, it's like, psh, and like everyone hears the music and it's like number 29 entering the Rumble is Stone Cold. It was like that when he caught that interception.
100%.
Great return. Set him up at the 38. They go on to get points. But what I was thinking about, as my brother was telling me how amazing the vibes were, he hasn't been at the stadium in years. Last time I got him tickets to a game, you'll remember this. Mark Sanchez started for Washington. Josh Johnson came in. They lost by 100 to, I think, the Giants in that game. Like, Adrian Peterson had a long touchdown run. That was, like, the highlight.
Yeah.
Memory serves. But he said, like, nothing about the experience felt like it used to when he was there. It was just so much better. And I said, well, you know why? Part of it is that they're spending a lot of money.
Yes.
Credit to the Harris ownership group. You know, the light show that they did, the new LED lights.
Which looked amazing, by the way, on TV.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And they put together a nice video, and they had Frankie Louvu, speaking of WWE, doing like a Wyatt-style, like, lights out.
Oh, wow.
And then the lights turn out for several seconds. Like, it was cool. But think about the home games this year. They went 7-2. They beat Cleveland by 21. They beat Carolina by 33. They win on a walk-off Hail Mary. They pummel the Titans by 23. They had a 13-point fourth quarter comeback where they basically walk off on the Eagles, and then they walk off on an overtime clincher to get into the playoffs. You think you had a little bit of fun at home this year?
I'm about to say.
That was six different games I just rattled off in a 7-2 slate at home that were either them just bludgeoning teams or amazing finishes. So the atmosphere was elite last night.
Moments have been created, and I think it just all goes to big picture how I feel about this year. And that's been the most difficult thing for me, is to look at this year as just this year, because it's hard not to look ahead. You have, you know, organizationally, like, everything is in place. Head coach, ownership, GM, you've got the franchise quarterback. But the different, and I think this is what you're alluding to, the different moments within this season that when you're going through it in real time, it feels like it's an entirety of a season, right? It's been special to watch. And like, as a younger fan, I don't know if anything is comparable to this. 2012 is what everyone points back to. But the thing I would say about 2012 is like the gas or the air rather came out of the tires fast, right? Like when Haloti Ngata hits Robert in the knee in that game at home against Baltimore, and then Kirk goes down and wins it in overtime, obviously. You felt good, but you knew, oh, Robert's hurt.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.